Over the weekend, Rach, I've been trying to get to know the area. I've been doing rental inspections.
Yes.
And my girlfriend, Tina, made a mistake that nearly cost us thousands of dollars.
What? How?
Okay.
You didn't set the place on fire, did
no.
you?
No. Oh, God, can you imagine? No. Thank goodness. No, I, look, we booked a lot of inspections in.
Yeah.
Early. So we hit the weekend, we hit the ground running, we've been doing lots and lots and lots.
Yeah.
And we got up early to do that. We ended up driving out to Bukagia?
Bukagia.
I wrote it down multiple times.
Bukagia. You really are new, aren't you?
Bukagia.
Bukagia.
Drove out there, yeah. Rural View, Andergrove. Like, we drove around for a few hours inspecting like three or four properties.
Sure.
We checked it out. We get home. And then I go out to get some food and I get a message from my girlfriend, Tina. And it just says, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And it's a picture.
Oh, no.
And the picture is the roof of our car and it has the laptop on the roof of the car.
What?
We drove around for 3 hours.
What?
And somehow she'd left her laptop on the roof of the car and it didn't come off.
What?
It stayed on the roof of the car.
Oh, my God.
That could have cost us so much money.
You're so lucky.
So lucky.
Now, was it her laptop or your laptop?
Her laptop.
Oh, God.
That I helped her buy.
Oh,
like, it's,
God.
It's
that,
2 months
terrible.
Old. Two months old.
Oh, no.
We've all been there. In a more extreme case, there was that woman in Western Australia recently. Left a child on the roof of the car. That's not as
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that's not.
Although the child was fine.
Yes.
But here's my question. 13, 12, 16. What did you leave on the roof of your car? Danny, what did you leave on the roof of your car?
I left my wallet and my phone and I drove from Mackay to Brisbane.
What? Danny, no.
Did they stay there?
And I was actually listening to iTunes for the whole entire trip and didn't realise I was actually on the roof of the car.
And, yeah, so you had your phone in one piece and your wallet was still there when you got there?
Yep, it was jammed in underneath the roof racks and...
Dan.
Lucky for them roof racks.
Paid for the... wasn't there until I was going to get fuel and I couldn't find my wallet in the car and it got out and it was still sitting on the roof of the car.
Danny, you must be the slowest driver of all time.
How long did it take you to get to Brisbane?